welcome to the Dear Loves Just Breathe podcast with me, Elisa Lindstrom. I'm here to help you declutter your home in an easy and authentic way so you can have less clutter in your home and your life. Hello and welcome to the podcast. So today is part two of the Environmentally Conscious Post-Earth Day series. And I think I've decided I'm only going to do two episodes for this series. So it's going to be a super mini series coming off of Earth Day and thinking about when we're decluttering and trying to be environmentally friendly. So last week I talked specifically not about tips and tricks. I don't know why I couldn't say that. Tips and tricks. I specifically talked about the guilt that we have when we are decluttering and we are environmentally conscious people and we can't recycle everything or give everything away or what have you, and the guilt that we have around that. To make it, you're welcome to listen to that. But if you don't have time to listen to that, feel free to just hear this. It's okay if you have to throw it away. I know that's not something that people want to say. I know that's not something that's going to make people happy. It does not make me feel good, but if you're not decluttering because you are going to have to throw things in the garbage and put it in a landfill and that flips you out, that's not going to help you in decluttering. And if you want to see it another way, if you are decluttering and you are have to throw a lot of it away or have to throw 50% or 40% or 25% of it in the garbage and it goes to the landfill and not isn't recycled or reused, one way of thinking about it to help you with your guilt is to think about it, well, moving forward, I don't want to have as much clutter, so I won't be decluttering and throwing things away again. Okay, so that was last week's episode. This week, I really want to talk about the reduce, reuse, recycle. Specifically, I really want to focus on the reduce. So in terms of talking about decluttering and being environmentally friendly, the number one thing you can do that is both good for the environment and good for the clutter in your home is reduce the amount of things that you buy. And I don't mean don't buy food. That's not what I'm talking about. And I don't mean don't buy things like toilet paper and cleaning supplies and things that you need for everyday life. Talking about the things that we buy without thinking that have nothing to do with necessity. I don't want to give the impression that I don't like shopping and that I don't think we should just buy what we absolutely need in our home and that's it and have no space for fun or things that have meaning or have space for anything but just the absolute necessities. That's not what I'm saying. But I do believe very strongly that the way to prevent clutter is to reduce what we buy, and to reduce what we buy can begin. It doesn't have to mean that you start off just saying, okay, I'm not only buying food and laundry detergent or whatever. It can just be stopping yourself, pausing before you shop, pausing before you buy something and say, wait, do I have this at home? Do I really want this? Is this something I can get from the library? I know all the book people don't want me to say that, but it's true. You can get it probably at the library. Or is this something I can borrow from a friend? Is this something, how can I find this in another way besides buying it brand new? That's just one thing you can do to pause before you shop. You can also pause before you shop and ask yourself, am I, when I buy this, is this, does this reflect who I am? Does this reflect who my family is? Does this honor who I am and my culture and my values? Does this, and why am I buying this? Is it because of who I think I will look like when when I have this? Or is it because of who I used to be and I just can't stop buying it, even though this is no longer a reflection of who I am anymore? So it's just sort of start to think about things before you go shopping, right? Like, yeah, if you need a new pair of pants, you need a new pair of pants, right? But I'm talking about when you go out and you are just sort of shopping for fun. So that's the first thing, reduce. And I guess even shopping for necessities, you know, maybe you do, maybe if it's something that interests you, maybe you go to vintage places or resale shops. Just some ideas. The next thing in the reduce, reuse, recycle is reuse. So thinking about reuse and when you're decluttering. Now I could give you a million ideas of, okay, maybe not a million, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, of how you can donate your things or sell your items to charities or sell them to consignment shops and so on and so forth. Like I could go through all of that. Those are things that I think that you probably already know. And also things that you can Google, and also depending on where you're listening from, what I say is United States based, and you might be listening from other parts of the world, and it's not going to be the same. So instead, I was going to tell you about reuse in the sense of when we are decluttering. And we're going to give something away or sell it. I want you to think of a few things before you do this. So I want you to really think, does this, so let's say it's clothes, does this have stains on it? Does this item have, is it kind of dirty? Does it have, does it need to be washed? If I was in a store buying a used whatever shirt or whatever, would I buy this? Like, would I buy this in this condition? Not would I buy this again, but would I buy this in this condition? Right? I see a lot of people donating things that are dirty and need to be cleaned. Now, do I want you? Now, there's going to be someone, there's going to be multiple people who hear me say that and then feel like they need to hose everything down, clean everything, make everything perfectly perfect, to give to charity. And I don't want to give you extra work. I think just a basic, quick look at everything and saying, okay, this has got stains on it. It's clean, but it's got stains on it. Or this has like got massive holes in it and cannot be reused. It can be reused in another way, but it cannot be reused as the shirt it is or whatever. Maybe just getting a wipe or a cloth and wiping down art. I shouldn't say art, but like the glass on a frame, just doing a quick wipe, just even dusting off cobwebs and stuff would be great because, and I don't know what different charity places do with when they get their stuff, but I've seen some stuff go to charities that are not in the best condition. So just think about that ahead of, you know, when as you're decluttering, it's great that you're decluttering and it's great that you're giving this away. Just think, is this something that someone can actually reuse? Is this something that when the charity gets this, they'll know what it is? So just sort of take that pause. What prompted me to do to even bring this up was there was a huge hurricane, I don't know, 10 years ago, and I saw footage of it, and I saw footage of the people that were helping out, the aid workers for the charity, for the a charity aid worker group for this hurricane. And they're like, people are sending us all sorts of stuff, and a lot of it we can't even give to people who are survivors of this hurricane, because people were literally taking tea bags that they used and sending it to the people. Like they keep tea bags for themselves. I guess they use the same tea bag over and over again, and they're like, oh, well, there's still another cup of tea in this. Like that's what I'm talking about. Like that mentality. And I have a feeling the majority of the people that listen, probably every single person who listens to my podcast probably already knows this stuff. I'm just bringing it up. Like, just think about on the other end, it's great that you're getting rid of it, get rid of it. On the other end, is this something that someone else can use? Or is it something that maybe would be better off in the next category, which is in the recycle section? So I talk about this all of the time. If you have clothes, I'm just going to stick with the clothes thing for a second. If you have clothes that have stains on them, there's recycling programs for fabric. There is in the United States. I'm thinking there is in other parts of the world as well. So if you are like, I do not want to throw this away, I want this shirt that has stains and holes in it to not go into the landfill, then there's options for you. There is options. So I guess the first thing you ask yourself, is this something that can be actually reused, or should it be recycled? Okay. Now, and again, if you are decluttering quickly and you have to declutter a lot and you are getting ready for something like a move or something, or you're going to renovate your home and you need to declutter all this stuff before the workers come in or whatever it is, I understand that you might just throw it away, or just throw it into a pile for charity. If you have the time, if you're decluttering 15 minutes a day, like I talk about, or just slow and steady in some other way, really try to be more mindful when you're going through it, because when you're going through your stuff and deciding if it should be reused or recycled, because some of the stuff that we give to these charities, they end up having to throw away. I don't know what the statistics are, but I do know that that is the case. I can find that out somehow. I'm sure I could look it up. But it's a lot more than we realize, because people literally are throwing stuff at charities that are not appropriate for the charities, and then they end up having to go into a dumpster anyway. So if you're not in a hurry, if you're doing slow and steady declutter work, I would really suggest really taking a few extra minutes and just thinking, does this need to just be thrown into the washer real quick and then given to the charity? Or does this need to be wiped down and then given to the charity? Or does this need to be recycled instead of given to a charity? Or sold online, or however you're going to sell it, right? Like all of that. Just take a few extra moments for all of that. So that is what I want to talk about this week. I hope you have a great week. And yeah, that is it. Have a good one. I will talk to you next week. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Dear Loves Just Breathe podcast. If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe so you can hear it every week as it comes out. If you'd like to know more about decluttering with me, check out the show notes to see how I can help you. Have a great day.